Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
From the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center.
Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Looking at a quote from Washington Examiner. Who are they quoting? Somebody with the Border Patrol. You go down there and it takes your breath away when you see it. That would be the migrants, vehicles, pedestrians, everybody at the border. 10,000 people, probably more now.
In one parking lot.
In one area under one bridge, just trying to stay out of the hot, hot sun. Over half of them from Haiti. That have come into the country in just the last 24, 48 hours. Our policies invite that sort of thing, and there's no noise really being made to do anything about it. So there you go.
I think there is noise. How much noise and whether it will reach that critical mass it needs to actually get the Biden administration to do the right thing, that remains to be seen.
Well, noise where? Noise on Fox, noise out of people maybe listen to us, but I don't hear anybody in the circles of the party that's in charge talking about it.
I think they pay attention to the New York Times and the Washington Post, which are covering it.
I hope you're right.
As soon as they have an excuse to turn their eyes away from it, they'll probably go for it. But it is getting some coverage. I mean, it's been decades since we've had this rush of illegals coming across the border. It's hundreds of thousands every month. Hundreds of thousands.
So I mentioned this earlier. I'll mention it again because it's kind of interesting. I take in TV shows from the different cable and network shows just to see what they're talking about. I usually at least see what they're leading with. Fox, so all your Fox shows, were leading with the 10,000 people under a bridge on our side of the border that are almost certainly going to get to stay. All the other channels were leading with the fences around the Capitol. Nobody cares about trying to put fences down on the border to make sure millions of people don't come into this country illegally. But they got fences around the Capitol because they're expecting 700 Trump supporters to show up this weekend. Okay, that's the lead story everywhere else.
You know, we got an email, too, because I've been following the mainstream media coverage of this rally that's happening tomorrow, right? Saturday?
Yeah.
And their characterization of it. And the always helpful Mike in Arkansas points out, I know some of the people that are leading the rally this weekend. The whole thing is being reported so poorly. The people organizing the rally are not the crazy, violent way right. They're protesting the way the people being held in custody are being treated and the fairness of the charges. So they're definitely, you know, sympathetic to some of the people involved in the whole January 6th thing, but it's not some alt-right lunatic gathering, he says.
Well, and the level of security they've got in D.C. for this thing, nothing is going to happen. So
right. Right. It's a non-story.
When a woman is killed or goes missing and it's a whodunit, every once in a while in America, we latch onto one of those and it becomes a national obsession. It clearly crossed a line somewhere this week, as Brett Baer on Fox yesterday even talked about it. So we'll get into that next segment if you don't know the story. It's interesting enough, trust me. I got the details for the first time yesterday and was immediately sucked in on the, wait a second, what's going on here?
Right. There are some real unexplained questions and odd behavior that seems to be leading in one direction, but, you know.
And everybody likes a whodunit. I mean, yep. we just do. But first, we have to take a fond look back at the week that was. It's a little something called Cow, Clips of the Week.
Milton Bradley's great game of strategy. It's loaded with action and suspense.
This is the sound a doggy makes. Burt Reynolds.
Who is, Scooby-Doo.
No.
Yeah. That was a funny dog, Scooby-Doo. He drove around a van and solved mysteries.
That is incorrect.
No, that's correct.
Regarding the woman who threw the egg at me wearing a gorilla mask, at the risk of sounding sexist, gentlemen, how do we know it was a mask?
We said yes to diversity. We said yes to inclusion. We said yes to pluralism.
My patience is wearing thin. I need you to get out on that boulevard and bring me my money. You ain't my pimp.
The data, excuse me.
Somebody in the White House has authority to press the button, cut off the president's speaking ability and sound. Who is that person?
We inherited a deadline. We did not inherit a plan.
To be clear, I blame Larry Nassar, and I also blame an entire system that enabled and perpetrated his abuse.
This is a really big cover-up.
If they're not going to protect me, I want to know, who are they trying to protect?
People who ultimately have to be willing to, you know, be more liberal with their economic values.
General Milley told his Chinese counterpart, General Li, that he would give him a heads up if the U.S. planned to strike.
If Milley doesn't resign by Friday, I'll cut all my hair off and bake it into a cake and eat it.
He's a smoked turkey.
He's holding him up like Simba, the Lion King.
Jab my baby, I hate Trump. Give him a good jab.
Jeez, what the? Stop it. Point. Wanna find a friend, hire a clown, slaughter an entire African town, okay. It's Facebook.
Okay. As Buck O.J. Simpson says, that he would have taken a bullet or stood in front of a train for Nicole. Man, I'm gonna tell you, that is some bad luck when the one guy who would have died for you kills you. That's about it.
The great Norm MacDonald.
I am so done with Secretary of State Blinken. So this just came out before we take a break.
Oh, boy.
Apparently he tweeted this. He tweeted some words of encouragement for the protesters of Hong Kong, then clearly deleted the tweet and put a softer, watered-down version on there. And people need to realize, especially if you're really high profile, you tweet something, somebody screen captured it. If you take it down and replace it with something else, everybody digs into the particulars there, all right? And Secretary of State Blinken, whose original tweet said, "We stand with the people of Hong Kong, Beijing should let the voices of all Hong Kongers be heard," etc., etc. Then his next one, he took that down and then replaced it with,
"How about that Hong Kong?
Governments should serve the people they represent. Decreasing representation goes against the spirit of Hong Kong's basic law." So the whole "we stand with the people, they need to do, must do this," went away.
You wuss.
And he watered it way down. Our own Secretary of State. This isn't Nike, which you could at least understand their reasoning, or Apple. This is our freaking Secretary of State.
You know, there were moments where I thought Mike Pompeo might be a little too in love with his old hard acidness. Okay. And too much in love with his own hard ass imagery. But Blinken, for him to do that, that's pathetic. It's sad. It's a betrayal of all of our principles. That's horrible.
So an engaged couple goes on a couple of month road trip in a van.
Correct. Documenting it all, trying to get a website going and a YouTube channel. They're going to be influencers. They're engaged.
The dude comes home. And then when you ask, where's your fiance? Who now? I'm sorry, what?
Well, yeah, he's not even saying that.
Where's
he's
your fiance?
Up lawyer to...
I'm sorry, who? Yeah. What's going on with that story? If you haven't heard, details next.
Armstrong and Getty.
Car in the mix called Lucid. If you haven't heard about it, they're setting records. We'll tell you about that later. Chris Wallace really taking on Joe Biden's booster shot initiative on Fox. I'll have to bring you up to speed on that. And according to the new Woodward book, Paul Ryan researched narcissistic personality right after Trump won. So maybe some more from that book. All on the way.
Fabulous. Excellent. So are you following the story of the missing Florida woman, Gabby Petito? She and her fiance took off on a road trip, documenting it, putting it on Instagram, that sort of thing. Really good-looking couple, etc. Here's a brief report to give you the background if you're not up to speed. Then we'll let you know some of the strange goings-on.
Brian Laundrie traveled the country with his fiance, Gabby Petito, for months. They visited national parks, documented the entire trip on Instagram, and drove in a camper van owned by Gabby. Then on September 1st, Laundrie shows up at his home in Florida with Gabby's van, but without Gabby. It wasn't until 10 days later that Gabby's family reported her missing. That's 10 missing days. Police and Gabby's family say time is running out, and they are begging Brian Laundrie to cooperate, but he refuses. And his lawyer says it's because whatever Laundrie says can be used against him. But police counter with, if he's not involved, why would he not help find his fiance? We should note the last text message from Gabby's phone to her parents came on August 30th. But the parents do not believe Gabby wrote that text.
You know, I've been following this story for a while and thinking about it. But the more I think about it, it's not like it was some random encounter with a woman and he was the last person to be known to be with her. It's like a one-night stand or a brief conversation or something like that, and he lawyered up.
Last seen leaving the casino, one of those deals.
Right, yeah, yeah. They were seen leaving this casino together. No, this is the love of his life who's missing, and he won't help look, and he won't talk to the authorities.
No, right. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense on any level. If he didn't do something awful, you'd be one of those people on TV trying to keep this in the news, saying, you know, holding up a picture saying, please, if you know anything, if you see anybody looks like this, call, blah, blah, you'd be doing that routine.
Well, and I understand she was last seen in Wyoming, having spent a fair amount of time in the Moab, Utah area, and that Moab factors into the story, and we'll get to that in a minute. But, yeah, he'd be in Wyoming searching like crazy.
So he comes home from the trip. I'm guessing she doesn't live with her parents.
In her van.
In her van.
It's her van.
Does she live with her parents? Do you know that or not?
I think she might.
But they're doing a couple of month trip. It's not like a vacation where you have a set date to return, I'm guessing. So they just stop hearing from her. Is that right? Her parents?
Yeah.
They contact his parents' house because they're not hearing from him either.
And it turns out he's home.
He's home. Well, where's our daughter?
Mom. Where's the van?
Did they not?
In my driveway.
Wow. He killed her.
If it's not that, it is something so strange and twisted I can't imagine what it is. Now, there's one possibility. There were two women. They were camping who were murdered in Moab, Utah. They'd called a friend and said, there's this weird guy and he's freaking us out. And if anything happens to us, we got murdered. Well, they did get murdered, which is just unspeakable. And this happened just a week or two, I think, before this Gabby Petito and her strangely named fiancé, Mr. Laundry, who sounds like, honestly, like a character from Sesame Street or something. But just before they were there, there was a murderer on the loose killing young women. Now, is it conceivable they had a, because there was a traffic stop and a body cam video, perhaps you've seen it. They got into a domestic dispute at a gas station, drove away, cop pulls him over. She's very upset, distraught, admits that she took kind of a swing at him, scratched him with her fingernails. Cops say, you go to a hotel, you sleep in the van, you guys got to cool off for a day. Could it be they have another fight? She says, F you, gets out of the van, starts walking. He drives away, then thinks better of it, goes back to look for her, and she is gone.
And then the way you handle that situation is you just go home and clam up, letting everybody assume that you killed her, as opposed to, we had a fight, I left in a huff, and when I went back to find her, she was gone.
Well, you're either a murderer covering your tracks, or you're an effing coward for not admitting, look, that's what happened. Here's where it happened. Here's where we need to start looking for. Now, my theory, which I admit has some weak points, and it's a possible explanation.
Is this your leading theory, or are you just trying to present something that's other than what seems like the obvious?
Yes, that one. Okay. The second one. Yeah. But then the predator who was ooching about in Utah murdering young women comes across this gal. I don't know. So there's a protest at this, I can never remember his first name, Brian Laundry. There's a protest at his house tonight where friends, family members, townspeople who want this guy to help the authorities find this girl. They're going to protest. They got placards and signs. There are already protesters out there, but there's going to be a big one tonight, I guess.
I wonder what the relationship was between the families. I mean, I've known instances where the families of young couples are pretty close. And I've known situations where they meet once at the wedding and never again. So,
interestingly, this Brian Laundry's sister, who can't get him on the phone either. I mean, he's gone way to ground. She says she adored Gabby. Adores, let's hope. Gabby and her kids do, too. So it's not a completely, you know, Montagues and Capulets thing. There are interconnections there.
So they got into an argument that turned physical. Somebody saw it, called 911. That's why the police pulled him over. Right. And the men, she must have been pretty convincing that she threw a punch or whatever, because at least most stories I've ever heard, if there's a physical altercation between a man and a woman, the man goes to jail no matter what happened until they sort things out.
Depends where you are.
The fact that the cops just let him go, said, you know, go cool off, is interesting. But so they had at least that one physical altercation.
Yeah. Evidently, according to the account of the traffic stop, they both told the same story, and she admitted that she scratched him and the rest of it, and he had visible scratches, and she was perfect other than being upset.
But do they have another fight again where she punches him or whatever, and he hits her, and she falls over and hits her head on a rock?
It's possible.
And he loses his mind and thinks, I know how I'll handle this. I'll throw off a cliff and go home and never say anything to anybody. That'll work.
People do that sort of thing all the time.
That's a moronic plan.
There are a lot of morons.
That's true.
Do we have time to cram in one more piece of tape?
How much time we got, Michael? Okay, go ahead.
73. This
is the woman's
mother.
I don't know how to describe it, to be honest with you. We are running out of time, and we're scared for Gabby. We think she might be in danger, and we just wanted to talk. Just tell us, where was she? Where did you leave her? You know, I wanted to just know what happened. And I'm getting angry now at this point, as you can tell. I'm beyond frustrated. You know, as a mother to another mother, I beg his mother to make him speak, or at least for the parents to say something.
Yeah, I don't get so. He's the kind of cuckoo bird that's not going to call his fiance's mom and talk to her. Okay, well, how about the parents? Don't the parents say, hey, dude, you got to talk to him. Okay, well, I'm going to call him up. Yeah, he's here. He's here. He won't say anything. I don't know what's going on. Yeah, I hope she's okay, too. I mean, that's weird.
I think he admitted whatever happened to his parents, and they've decided to lawyer up and protect the boy.
What is your theory? Text line 415-295-KFTC.
Armstrong and Getty.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity. It's designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals to help cover unexpected expenses, plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. In other words, it's like getting a paycheck for life. We'll say that again. A paycheck for life. Guaranteed. Sounds too good to be true? It's not. It's the Parity Flex annuity. And it's one more example of their commitment to creating a better financial future for women. One where they feel empowered, not excluded, and ready to take on whatever their next chapter holds. Gainbridge believes financial flexibility and security are things we all could use more of. At retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Who's with us? Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Please visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
They're at the point that that desperation is turning to anger. They know that the Landrys know where their daughter is, and they will not tell them. That's infuriating.
So that's the lawyer for the family of Gabby Petito who went missing. I'm going to assume you either know this story or you're going to be able to catch up as we talk about it a little bit here, a little bit more, before we move on to something else. I'm just trying to figure out what is captivating about this story. I guess the captivating part of this story is the fact that the fiance, the dude, comes back in her van after their couple-month trip and won't talk to anybody. He goes to his parents' home. So enough texters have alerted me to the fact that he and she, him and his fiance, him and Gabby, live together at her parents' home. So him coming back there in the van, no. Live together in his parents' home. Yeah. Live together in his parents' home. When he comes back there in the van, you got to believe his parents said, "So where's Gabby?" I mean, like the first thing when he gets home. So that conversation immediately was had. And he lawyers up and they won't let the police ask any questions, and they won't talk to anybody either. His parents. And so as you heard there from her parents' lawyer, they've turned to the point of anger, like, why won't you talk to us? What the hell's going on here? The most obvious thing is he killed her, and his parents are helping him cover it up or trying to figure out how to deal with it with lawyers. I think it's the most obvious thing, but a couple of texts we got on this. Before, and we did this a little earlier in the show and we got a bunch of guesses, but the guesses have changed in the last couple of hours. First of all, alien abduction. I don't think that's happened. Always a possibility, though. You can't rule it out until you can rule it in or something. A whole bunch of you have texted, it's a staged event to get notoriety. They want to be social media influencers. It's like the dad who claimed his kid was in the balloon. Remember that in Colorado? And the whole world was watching the video thinking that poor little kid was in the balloon and was going to die. And it turns out the kid's hiding in the attic because his stupid moronic dad and family wanted to become a national sensation and get their own reality show. Yeah, there are people that crazy. And this 2-month-long trip that these two went on, they Instagrammed all of it. They YouTubed all of it. So they've got that. They got that thing in their lives where they like being, you know, everybody watching what they're doing. This is a good way. They're practically very close to household names now. Every cable news channel, every publication is following this story. So it's a terrible idea. Really poor judgment. Don't try this. But that's definitely a possibility that they think somehow they're going to turn this into a positive for them. Do you remember that couple that crashed the White House for a Christmas party and actually got in to get their pictures taken with Barack Obama? That's not as bad as faking a murder and a disappearance, but that was a crime and a little scary. But they ended up getting some reality show stuff out of it and became, you know, minor celebrities for a while. So people will do a lot to become celebrities. So that's a lot of your all guesses. They're waiting for a Netflix deal. They're waiting for to become influencers, whatever. Somebody pointed this out. The murder of the two women, other two women, that happened the very next day that hasn't been solved, happened the day after Gabby's body cam police video when they got in the fight. So the next day was the last time the newlywed couple was seen together. It was the last time Gabby was seen with him, and those two women died. So here's my running theory right now is going to be this. They had another fight because they'd had at least one previous physical fight that the cops even talked to her about in their YouTube videos where she talks about it. They had another fight. He kills her, either loses his temper or on accident. And then he's the kind of guy that kills. And he had a psychic break of some sort. And then he killed those other two women. And that's what he is. He's a murderous scumbag, and he's not talking to police. He'll be forced to talk to the police at some point, and so will his parents. And this, I think, will get solved because I think he did it. But that's where the story is right now, and we'll check back in on Monday with the very latest because I know a lot of you are following it. And I had been kind of ignoring it all week long, but when it finally broke into one of my favorite Fox shows yesterday, I thought, okay. And I heard the details. When I heard the details of he comes back home with the van without her in it, but won't say anything about where she is, that's really weird, man. That's a weird twist. I mentioned there's a new electric car on the market. I'm kind of into electric cars now. I got a Tesla a couple of weeks ago, and I'm really loving not buying gas. I haven't been to a gas pump now because I'm just driving my truck around town. I prefer driving a truck. I'm a truck guy. I like gas engines, but the price of gas was killing me with my commute to work and back. And so I just drive my truck for, like, running to the grocery store back and forth. Yes, Michael?
Is it easy to find charge stations for it?
Here's the thing. It is a completely different feeling to realize you're low on battery power and know there's only a couple of chargers than it is when you're low on gas and know there's a gas station on every corner. That is a completely different feeling. And I haven't gotten used to that yet. Now, what you're supposed to do, hey, moron, people are yelling who have electric cars. You charge it at home, up at home while you sleep. But I'm in a rental right now, and I really don't want to put in the charger and everything like that. So if I ever get into a permanent residence where I'm going to charge it at night, I think that would be fine. But yeah, they have the superchargers. Like every mall has the Tesla superchargers. That comes, I bought mine used. I'm that kind of guy. It's free to charge up there with my car. So I park at the mall. I do a little shopping. I come back up. It's fully charged for a couple of days. But a couple of the engineers from Tesla went out and formed their own company to compete with Tesla. I was unaware of this. The CEO, Peter Rawlinson, was a former Tesla engineer, and he's formed a company with some other Tesla former people called Lucid. And they've got a car now with a 520-mile range, which is like double what most of the Teslas have. That's a long range, 520 miles. Now, Teslas are already pretty expensive. Like you get loaded up with the nice stereo and all that sort of stuff. You're going to pay $110,000, something like that. That's an expensive car. This Lucid that competes with it, that has the 500-mile range, starts at $169,000. So there aren't many of us that are ever going to be in a Lucid or ever own a Lucid, even used. So there you go. And that's one of the drawbacks of electric cars is the good ones are super duper pricey and everything else that goes with it. One more thing I wanted to jam in this segment before we move on. Chris Wallace was on a Fox show this morning. Chris Wallace is a very fair journalist. If any of you don't like him, it's because you think he's too much of a lefty. But he said this about Joe Biden pushing the booster shots.
Which clip number?
I don't know what clip it is. Hanson, what clip is it? What clip number is it? It's a new clip we just got. And until I know, I guess we won't play it. But Joe Biden has been pushing the booster shots that we should all go out there and get a booster before the FDA comes out and actually certifies it and says it's okay, it's a good idea. If you've got it, can you play it? Or we'll play it when we come back. And then finish off with a couple of other things. Chris Wallace giving Joe Biden the sharp side of his tongue. Oh, and if you're worried about vaccine mandates, do I have bad news for you? That's next.
Armstrong and Getty.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity. It's designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals to help cover unexpected expenses, plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. In other words, it's like getting a paycheck for life. We'll say that again. A paycheck for life. Guaranteed. Sounds too good to be true? It's not. It's the Parity Flex annuity. And it's one more example of their commitment to creating a better financial future for women. One where they feel empowered, not excluded, and ready to take on whatever their next chapter holds. Gainbridge believes financial flexibility and security are things we all could use more of. At retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Who's with us? Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Please visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
The FDA advisory panel on vaccines meeting today to decide whether or not to recommend booster shots. The White House seems to have let the politics get ahead of this because they're already planning to roll them out.
I agree. This is an embarrassment for a president who campaigned against Donald Trump in 2020 and has ruled as the president of the United States, presided for the last few months, saying we are going to listen to the scientists and we are going to not get ahead of the science.
Yet they did exactly that, got ahead of the science, saying talking about booster shots constantly before the FDA even approves them. Well, I can tell you why I think that is happening, and a lot of you aren't going to like this. So I don't know Dave Weigel that well, but he's considered one of the experts on intra-democratic party politics. And he's got this newsletter called The Trailer, in which he writes, in the aftermath of the California recall, the Democratic Party believes that the key to votes is vaccine mandates. They feel like when Gavin Newsom kind of turned his messaging toward believing in vaccine mandates and emphasizing the fact that Larry Elder was going to back off masks and vaccines, that the numbers shot way up. So they believe that nationally now, if they want to win the next election or if they just want to have people on their side, because it does poll very well, vaccine mandates poll really well. That's the key to a win. So you're going to hear a lot more pushing of that from Democrats all over the country and the Biden administration just in general. So if you hate vaccine mandates, get prepared for a whole lot more of at least talking about them, whether or not they enact them. Oh, a couple of people are jumping in on the whole electric car thing. That's called range anxiety. When your electric car gets low and you realize there's just not a gas station on every corner, there's not an electric charger. I wanted to mention this because this is kind of interesting. I didn't know this until I got an electric car. If you live in an area where they put in those electric car chargers, just like the run-of-the-mill ones, Tesla makes these superchargers that work really well. But just like the regular chargers, like the Target in my town has a couple of stalls with electric plug-ins on them that are always empty. Well, I now know why they're always empty. I pulled in the other day in my Tesla to plug it in. Another guy with electric car, he said, don't waste your time. You could be in there for an hour and it might add 2 miles to your range. So those electric chargers that they put in your downtown because your city council's progressive, or your store wherever, or your restaurant because they want a virtue signal that they're pro fighting climate change and put in electric chargers, those things are practically worthless. People who have electric cars realize they're worthless. That's why the spaces are always empty. They don't do anything. So it's just virtue signaling and very, very expensive virtue signaling from the taxpayer if you put in some electric chargers in your downtown to fight climate change. Always hilarious when you find out that sort of thing. Interesting designation for Los Angeles, according to James Corden.
Did everybody see this? A worldwide survey was conducted recently in Los Angeles has topped the list in several categories. LA was voted the most expensive, woo, the most inconvenient,
yes,
and the most overrated city in North America. But the weather, just a different kind of city. You know, LA is actually great. If you love things like hiking or the beach, you're paying $1.5 million for a two-bedroom house with no closets. It's pretty shocking. When I read about LA being the most expensive, I nearly spat out my $25 oat milk matcha latte.
I'm going to have to look into that more. Maybe we'll talk about it on Monday, the criteria they used. But I got to admit, I've never completely understood the L.A. lifestyle for people that weren't like didn't grow. If you grow up in L.A., of course, you have love it because that's, you know, what you're used to. But what brings people to L.A.? I don't know. Maybe we'll talk about that on Monday. Still getting texts on the whodunit of the dude showing up without his fiance. Maybe we'll bring that to you on Monday. I have a feeling this story might break open over the weekend, that he's either going to have to talk or somebody will come forward with something. Another thing that we won't get to until Monday because we're running out of time. Clarence Thomas of the Supreme Court gave a speech the other day at Notre Dame, really worried about the falling approval ratings of the Supreme Court and how they're being forced to take on politics in a way that they shouldn't because Congress won't do its job and presidents keep signing executive orders that they know are unconstitutional. And the politicizing of the SCOTUS could be very, very damaging to the country. I think he's absolutely right. As Joe said earlier, I think that train has sailed. The damage is already done. Jimmy Kimmel is trying to get a hold of the Trinidadian, the guy from Trinidad, whose testicles unfortunately swole, and he's a friend of Nicki Minaj's cousin, and that whole story. So hopefully Jimmy Kimmel will get that guy in his show, and we can nail down that whole situation, which has turned into a lot more of a story than I ever would have guessed. Could it be she just stormed off after a fight? And more text on the murder mystery. Could it be that she's a hyper-emotional girl? We saw the aftermath of the fight that the police showed up to. And that she just stormed off after another fight. He just said, screw it, and left. And then he went back. Yeah, a lot of people are guessing that. And executive producer Hanson and I had a little conversation during the commercials in which we've both had similar experiences. And we got arguments with girlfriends who just decided to leave the scene. Like one time I was at a big like festival concert sort of thing with a girlfriend, and I don't remember what we argued about, but she got mad and she disappeared. And I just thought, holy crap, I'm never going to find her. And it was hours and hours and hours. And before she, I don't remember, like we, I ended up finding her at a house party later of some people, were, but it's scary when that happens. And if something bad happened and you were the last person to see him, oh my God. Of course, the one thing I wouldn't have done is go to my parents' house, get a lawyer, and refuse to talk to police and have everybody assume that I'd done something horrible like this idiot kid did. If they actually are in cahoots on this to try to become YouTube sensations or Instagram influencers or something like that, that will rank as some of the poorest judgment anybody's ever used. But I wouldn't be shocked. If that guy was willing to pretend his kid was in that air balloon for hours, every cable news channel following that balloon across the sky, all of us worried to death that this poor kid was going to die, and it turns out the kid was in the house. Dad just wanted to get a reality show. That judgment is every bit as bad, maybe even worse because there's a little kid involved. So, hey, wouldn't surprise me. What else do I want to get to before we run out of time? How much time have I got, Michael?
Today we got about a minute and a half.
About a minute. Da, 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 da. He's covering up her suicide? No, I don't think that's it. Oh, I mentioned this earlier in the show. I got to mention again. There's a class action lawsuit going against lime-flavored Doritos. And we all might be involved in it. It might be one of those deals. I think this happens to all of us. Happens to me every now and then where I get a check in the mail. I open it up. It's 98 cents. And it says, congratulations, you were part of a class action lawsuit against, you know, some tire company that had a faulty tire. You didn't even know you were involved. They sued on your behalf. It's stupid. But there's a class action lawsuit against lime-flavored Doritos because in their commercials, they say there is a hint of lime in the Doritos, but there's actually no lime in the ingredients whatsoever. And I don't know about you, but I am outraged. I will not stand for it, and I hope I get my $1.43 sometime soon. And Doritos is fighting back, saying a hint of lime is not an indication that there is lime. And that is what is being, the judge is going to have to decide. If you say there's a hint of lime, is that, are you stating that there is lime? Or just kind of the inklings of lime? I don't know.
Hey kids, it's that time again. With Armstrong and Getty.
Is there anything in a Dorito or anything that comes in a cellophane wrapper that isn't all chemicals at all? Here's your host for Final Thoughts, Jack Armstrong. Jack? Thank you, Jack. Let's get a final thought while we got time from Michelangelo.
Yeah, I'm sick and tired of people using, bad stunts and things of that nature to get on social media and to get attention. To show you how sick I am, check out my YouTube channel and I'll let you know.
Right. You'll set yourself on fire in anger. Yeah, there's a local one where bathrooms at schools are being destroyed because of some TikTok challenge to go into your school bathroom and like rip the soap container off the wall. And it's happened at a whole bunch of schools in the local school district. Weird. Alex in the newsroom, what's your final thought?
That's a must subscribe to his channel. He won't believe what happens next. Hey, I play in a band and we have our first gig tomorrow for the first time since February of 2020. The excitement is palpable, but my strings are rusty, so I need to change them the second I get out of here.
So we did not know. I don't believe that you play in a band. Do you sing? What instrument do you play?
I sing and I play bass.
Fantastic. We should all get together. Joe plays in bands. I've played in bands.
Oh, let's do it.
Let's just have a little trio. What else do I want to say? Oh, my son has his first football game tomorrow, so I'll be attending that. It'll be kind of interesting to watch. Armstrong and Getty wrapping up another grueling 4-hour workday. Thanks to everybody involved. Go to the store, armstrongandgetty.com. We sell all kinds of cool stuff, and it helps pay some bills around here. And you get some swag, and it advertises the show. And some of you seem to like the hats, shirts, whatever. Or if you ever miss the podcast, go to armstrongandgetty.com. See you Monday. God bless America.
I don't want to hear a blip from you.
Want to find a friend, hire a clown, slaughter an entire African town.
Don't interact with them and just shut up about it.
This is too good to be true. It's just precious.
Halfsies on that?
Yeah, buddy.
Okay, come and have some fun.
This is not a kumbaya moment.
You risible buffoons.
Bye. Have a great Friday, you mother.
The Armstrong and Getty.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.